Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest net station in the nation. It's out now, outshining any other station. So tell a friend to tell a friend by this station. Keep your ears and eyes open like a wound and stay in tune with OTM Radio. Is the hottest net show. All the others move over for OTM Radio. BJ, say to say, yeah. Shante, yeah. Grandma G, yeah. Run Anthony, yeah. Diva Q, DJ, M-I, sub T, do what it do.
B-O-T-M Radio is the hottest net show.
Never let you down, I'ma shine on this site. Keep your mind on these branding off of mines, alright. Right, hard, I'ma ball, don't swear. I float in $250,000 cars everywhere. I know, in the lead, it makes you me my feet. But no matter what they doing, they don't do it like me. Like a G, I hold it down for the town I'm at. In a flash like that, recognize I'm back. Strike a back, take a fly, and moment I decide. That's enough for all your lies, boy, you could just die. Set aside, super fly, took the shoes and they cool. Then exit out with all the women like we always do. My desire to retire, grow with every new fruit. Cause these guys that don't ride like my partner used to. Tight jeans, funny haircuts, dancing on the screen. This is about a real G's in the game, so it seems. They pretend to holler, pimp and get a game of black. Next he say he trapping in my head, I'm like, why? Be yourself, he ain't got a pimp bone in your body. I can tell you ain't never bought a unit called a body. Private jet scene, Wayne Gucci, man. Me and Booster, I'll go to prison. I ain't flipping, whole Emmy really tripping. Listen, dude, but you that ain't in the car. Think the power's in the gun, but overall it's in your heart. Nowadays, I don't know what's up with that two in the A. Guess he think he in the game, but he really in the way. Fly late, now we're having conversations. In the joint, but guess you done it, and I promise I put you on point. I'm disappointed in you, dawg. You ain't hold it down at all, but I ain't going in your jaw. I'm just gonna show you how to ball. Standing tall through the storm on the yard in the dorm. Cats in prison who expecting me to represent form.
I never let you down, I'ma shine on the site. Keep your mind on these grind and off of mines, alright. Right, hard, I'ma ball, don't swear. I float in $250,000 cars everywhere. I know. In the lead, it makes me be my feet. But no matter what they doing, they don't do it like me. Like a G, I hold it down for the town I'm at. In a flash like that, recognize I'm back. Strike a back, take a 5 CCI, add gas. What's the Molotov cocktail? It never break the glass. Here I am, partner, wanna come for me, you better bring it. I ain't mad, I forgive them, God, I know they ain't mean it. Yeah, I seen it all before, hate, I'm popping and they ain't. Rip they brain, trying to think of how to stop it. And they can't, ain't that lame, but then that hatred manifests a pure malice. I'm no longer being careless, I'ma let the hater have it. Won't be satisfied till somebody dies, and I'm patient waiting. Know me and the Reaper on a first name basis now. I'ma let you make it now, say
code out to wait for you. But know that we can take it any place you wanna take it to. Hating in your blood, cause guess it's just too late for you. All I can do is pray for you or organize a way for you. Your choice. Clearly I ain't hearing your voice. Keep it up and I'ma send you up to deal with unchoice. Hey, you can have the bottom partner, I'm up in the skybox. I got this locked down. Shout out why stop now. So above you hover over something's white drop down. I'm so profound it goes down and I never let you down. I'ma shine on the sight. Keep your mind on your grind and off of mine's alright. Like hard, I'ma ball on the square. I float in $250,000 cars everywhere. I go, I know, little speed it makes me leave my feet. But no matter what they doing, they don't do it like me. Like a G, I hold it down for the town. I'm at in a flash like that. Recognize I'm back, I'm back.
Can you hear me now? Hello. All right, y'all. I'm live on the Trey Love Show, live on EOTM Radio. Welcome. I'm sitting here trying to figure it out, making sure they could hear me. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all going to be able to see me because I'm taping live. I want to welcome everybody to the show, man. It's so good to be back on EOTM Radio. Let me get my shout-outs first. Hold on one second, y'all. This black radio, so y'all got to give me a second. I'm getting myself adjusted. Hold on one second. Put the gun down. Look, I'm trying to do my radio show right now.
Okay, everybody, I'm back.
All right. Now, listen. Today's topic, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to discuss is RIP to Black America. I know some of you have seen the post I put up on Facebook and everything about Black America, and I just want to say, again, before I get started, let me do give my shout-outs and things like that. Got to give Carla a shout-out for putting ELTM together, giving us the opportunity to come on here and run our mouth and have our voices heard, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to be heard, you know what I'm saying? We have to be down there knocking doors down. Another thing, got to give a shout-out to the whole ELTM crew, man, the whole family putting everything together, Stay Tuned. Got to shout out my manager and co-host, Break It Down Management. She should be on the line with me real quick. Let me see. All the shout-out. Go Lakers. The Lakers is whooping some serious butt. Lakers is whooping some serious butt out here. You know what I'm saying? So go Lakers. Just make sure everything gets, you know, shout out. I do want to say this, y'all. The opinions expressed on the Trey Love Show are not that of EOTM Radio or none of the staff. These opinions are not even opinions of Trey Love. These are just issues that we will discuss, talk about, and hopefully we grow from. You take something from and use it in order to better yourself, okay? Now, let me see. Her number is 44. Say two. I think that that's Don calling in. See if Don's number is just open up the line. Let's see who on, y'all. We got to open up the lines real quick because I'm supposed to be having some people on. And I need to know who's on, and I don't know everybody's number. So go ahead and open up the line, Say Two. I'm following you on Facebook. We're getting this done. Open up the line to the other people and let me chat with them. See who the first caller is. And I think Jay's number is 404. Okay, we're having some technical difficulties, y'all. Y'all got to bear with us. You know what I'm saying? It's the first one. We haven't done a Trey Love Show in a while, so we're working on getting everything cracking. I'm working on Facebook and doing it at the same time. The lines is open and ain't nobody on it, so I'm trying to figure out who's doing what. I know. Hello?
Break It Down is on the line. What's up, Trey?
What's up? What's up, good? How you doing? Y'all, we got Break It Down Management in the building, y'all. What's up, Donnie Poop?
Yeah, over here just relaxing.
Relaxing. We always relaxing. Well, welcome to the show. I want to thank you for calling in and having my back. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know how it is. People be saying they're going to have your back, and then when it boils down, you'd be like, I got something to do. I got a meeting. You know what I'm saying? But you're here. Hey, before we even get started, I want to chop it up with you a little bit. And why don't you tell the people what's happening with you? Because it was brought to my attention that you know, I think you told me you had a couple of shows, went out of town with your sister, and I'm going to let you tell the EOTM listeners who your sister is and give us a rundown on what happened while you were on the road. Let us know.
Okay, that's right. Well, I was on the road with my big sis, Yo-Yo. Everybody knows Bonnie and Clyde. You can't play with my Yo-Yo. Still can't play with my Yo-Yo, just so y'all know. We were out. We went to San Diego, did the road trip. Right now, she's on the Hip Hop of Legends tour, so she's actually in Jersey right now performing with Roxanne Shanté, Big Daddy Kane, Slick Rick, Dana Dane, Dougie Fresh. It's like so many hip hop classic people on the venue. So, San Diego show was off the chain. She had to go out there, let them know what's going on, let them know she still got it. It was so much fun. I got up there, did my management, and did my background vocals. You know how I do. You got to be multitaskable. It was good. I had to go out there and lullaby them for a little bit and show San Diego what L.A. was about. And it was good. So we just working on more city tours. And I will definitely keep you posted because, Trey, you got to be the first one I let know what's going on in the fam.
Well, you know, you got to keep me abreast of everything because you know how I do. If you don't let me know what's going on, I'll be sending them people to your house. You know what I'm saying? You know them people. I'm just messing around. You know, but another thing, too, Don, I'm just, you know, this is the Trey Love Show. Again, this is the rebirth of the Trey Love Show because, as you know, we did this show before with EOTM, and then from there I went on to do Pac Stereo. And it's funny how things come back because I went all these places and did all these things, and now I'm back on EOTM where I want to be, need to be. I'm loving hosting this show, man. It's a lot of fun. So since I actually came back, you are now managing me. So I want you to tell the people, because, you know, just to give a little background so the people know, what has it been like managing the one and only Playboy Comedy Trey Love? Tell them how quick I put you to work. Don't lie to the people. Tell the people I'm a workaholic. Let them know what happened. Like, and the first day you was managing me, I want you to tell them about the first week managing Trey Love, what that was like.
Woo! Just FYI, you have to have energy at all times to manage this one. At the very first day, he put me to work, probably within the hour or two after he whined and dined me about becoming his management. And can I tell him the story?
Yeah, tell him the story, baby. Tell him the story.
You guys, this one is definitely Playboy of Comedy. He called me in, had the steak going. Ooh, the onions just marinating on the steak. Just, ooh, the aroma is just wonderful. Sit down, have a seat. You okay? You thirsty? What you need? I tell you, I didn't know what I walked into. So all I know is I walked out saying, yes, I'm managing him. And it's no other answer but yes. Ladies, I'm telling you about this one. Watch
yourself. So what you're saying is you're telling the truth. Ladies, it's real talk. When she came in, see, I'm going to tell you, like, Trey Love is a schemer, whether y'all believe it or not. I'm a schemer. I plot on things. So I met this young lady doing a show for her sister. What was the name of that show we did, Don?
It was the West Coast. Oh, God, the West Coast talent showcase that my sister was doing.
Yeah, and I remember that.
My train of thought.
No, it's cool. And we met there, and, you know, you didn't have a host, and I was blessed to be able to be there. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity because, I mean, for those of us that know hip-hop, love hip-hop, Yo-Yo is a straight-up hip-hop legend, baby. And I don't know if you all could imagine, you know, a brother from Miami by way of Chicago, moving to Los Angeles, California in pursuit of my career, and then to run into the likes of a Yo-Yo, man. And not only run into her, to be able to work and do something to assist her with the show, that was not only a pleasure, but it was an honor for me, you know. And just to tell the family how much of a plotter I am, one thing I am is a schemer, and I'm patient, y'all. Trust me, I'm very patient. I'm patient on the things I do. So when I saw Don, you know, working, doing everything, you know what I'm saying, handling stuff for her sister, I kind of knew, you know what I'm saying, because Trey Love likes to make his associations. So I said, okay, that's the one I'm going to plot on because, you know, I'm trying to get close to Yo-Yo, so I'm going to get her sister first, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, I'm still plotting and scheming. And Breaker Don, you have just been a wonder, a joy to my life. I want to thank you for coming into my life. I want to thank you for all the help and assistance you've given me. And you better get me on that ticket with Yo-Yo because I need to host some of them shows, you dig?
Don't worry about nothing that's already in the making.
Okay, cool. And like I told you, I got the information for them colleges lined up. So what we're going to do at this here point, y'all, I appreciate the listeners for tuning in. Hey, go to my Facebook, y'all, Lewis Trey Love Smith, and chat with me, some of y'all. I want to see what some of you guys is, you know, what's on your mind. You know what I'm saying? You can chat with me live on Facebook. And then from there also you can call in, 718-664-6543. Call in to EOTM Radio, y'all, and go ahead and jump on the Trey Love Show with us, man, and let's have a good time. Don, today's subject is going to be a four-part series. I'm kicking this four-part series off because it's as you know, I like to be in the know with the people and kind of be a voice to the people. That's why I know that God has blessed me and put me in this position to be heard, because there's so many issues going on in the African-American community. And one thing I don't like to do is specify and keep things per se in the African-American community. I like to look at myself not just as a black man, but as a man, as a race of human being instead of a race of some ethnic background. So with that being said, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines to other callers that want to call in and voice their opinion, if they're ready. And before we do that, though, I want to discuss with you, Don. Actually, we're going to wait 5 more minutes before we open up the lines and get everything stretched out. But I want to go ahead and engage with you, Don, about this this issue. There's a video going around called R.I.P. Black America. And what it does, what it's claiming is that, and to a degree, I like the piece, and a lot of sisters are getting upset. But before you get upset, sisters, I wanna make sure, and I please hope that the ladies call in and discuss this with me, because I don't want to be self-righteous. I'm not gonna be like I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not gonna be like a lot of you ladies are and just kick us to the curb. I'm not gonna do that. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna allow you to express your opinions. Keep that caller on the line. Say 323. We're gonna let you on the line in about 5 minutes. Stay on the line. 323-434. Cool. But as I was saying, though, we have to address these issues. And as a black man, we're getting stomped. I'm dealing with something personal right now. My twin daughters are 16 years old, and one of my children, I mean, as a black man now, raised up with Dr. King, Malcolm X, all this black power stuff, I'm going to just tell you where we are as a race. And this does trouble me. It does bother me a bit because of even words from my own daughter, who has been estranged from me. You know, their mother went out of their way, and the courts seem to. It's one thing to protect a woman. I think that all women should be protected. But it's another thing to ostracize a man who is trying to be just a father to his children. You know what I'm saying? Once it's over between you and a woman, it should be over. But the thing I've learned and I've seen through my own eyes, y'all, I mean, imagine, family, how you would feel with your daughter dating a white man. Now, I'm not upset with her because she's dating a white guy. That's not my issue. But I've heard my daughter say before, you know, when she was younger, yeah, I would date outside of my race because there are no good black men out there. That's where I have the issue. The issue is not her dating a white guy. The issue is automatically, and at 13 years old, 16 years old, already because of the image that has been painted of me, her father, and the image that has been painted of most black men to my own child, y'all. This is something Trey Love is sharing from his own backyard. This is off my plate I'm sharing with you. Like I said, my issue is not her dating Caucasians. My issue is her saying that there are no good black men out there. So what I like about the Black America post is it's kind of putting to rest the issue of us not being kings anymore. I don't know if you all know your real history, but even biblically, you know, they try to paint this picture of Charlton Heston as Moses, and they made the Christ and made a Caucasian the Christ. I hate to tell you, but the black man that you look at, that you're degrading, that you're insulting, that you guys are making buffoonery of, that you guys are cursing out, the ones that you're locking up in jail for, good brothers that are really trying to do something, that you tooting your nose up at, calling us all kind of things and stuff like that, I hope you know that we are the Christ. These black men, we are the pharaohs. We are the kings. Our heritage, our might, and our God has been taken from us. And what it's done is it's made you all, and my daughter is a prime example of what I'm talking about, you all as black women look at us, your black men, as beneath you. And I hate to say it, sweetheart, to all my ladies out there, all my black women. Like I said, now this issue, I'm gonna make it African-American because this is an issue that has to deal specifically with the black community. All you sisters out there, you need to take a moment to think and realize that that black man, your son, your dad, your uncle, your brother, your nephew, your cousin that's in jail, that you're talking about constantly, that you're degrading, you're taking his manhood from you, and it's hard for a black man to even do anything with his king being taken off. That's why I refuse, Trey Love himself refuses to be anything else but a king. I will be a king until the day I go to sleep for the rest of this human life, and then after that I will excel to excellence because I require excellence. I must have excellence. And I'm requiring and requesting excellence from all my African-American queens. My black sisters, I love you. But in my opinion, like I said, I want to discuss RIP Black America with the females. But at the same time, I do think they went a little hard. I'm not going to dog you, sisters. But I do want to deal with this issue as to what you guys are attracted to. These men that are in and out of jail. These men that have criminal backgrounds, these men that are self-proclaimed drug dealers and stuff like that. What is it that you're attracting? See, ladies, realize this. When a man does something, from getting a haircut to shining his shoes to ironing his clothes to the type of music he listens to, ladies, you are the queen. We do all of that for you. We get educated. We smarten ourselves up. We brighten up, and we do it for you. So if you're accepting BS from us, which is non-educated, non-productive, just a buffoonery, ignorance, if you're accepting that and you're still giving us, catering to us and treating us like men, which some of you are, then what do you expect? Have higher expectations of your man, and don't dog him. Support him while he's getting that education. Support him while he's going to school. All right, Don, I know I done got long-winded. I done put the message out there. Break it down. Where you at? Go ahead and jump in and give me some of your opinion before we open these lines.
Ooh, well, just to go back to what you were saying as far as with your daughter as far dating outside of her race and the comment that you made, I have to agree with you. So it's so crazy how they brand our men. They're not good. They're not this. They're not that. I'm not saying everybody is perfect, but I just think they're teaching these kids nowadays that that's the right thing to do, and they're not giving the black men any chances. They're not giving them a time of day to even see if they're good men. And it goes both ways, because men do the same thing, but they don't want to date a black woman because of this, you know, she has attitude, she does this, she does that. And every woman is not the same. So it's just crazy how society is just putting this out there for all these younger kids that are growing up to teach them something different, not giving our black men a chance. And I just think it's crazy. It's just unfair because all men are not the same. You know, they made kings and queens for a reason. And I just think, I mean, personally myself, I would never just say I'm not going to date a black man because of this. I have many experiences with men. Yes, they piss me off, but guess what? I love me some men. I love me some black men. And so I just, you know, it's nothing they can do to kind of to make me go somewhere else. And if I did decide to go somewhere else, that's not going to be the reason. It's because of saying you guys are bad or anything like that. So I just think the whole issue, it needs to be talked about. And there's so many different ways it can go. And some people may not agree with you. You know, it's just to an extent, I agree with a lot of things. But it's just, I don't know. We're going to have to get some of these callers input because right now I just feel
we're going to get the callers in. But before we get the callers in, I want to play a special track by a special lady. Say what? You got me open with that Miss Dramaganza, girl? And right after we play this song by Dramaganza, y'all, we're going to open these lines.
Hey,
up. Go ahead and get
real talk. You need to fuck with me. I got what you need. Weight. Net weight. Distribution. Shipping, handling, whatever it is, I got it.
From a city where niggas try to straighten crinkles out the game, selling underground singles out the trunks of candy pain. I just want to go where everybody know my name. Always glad I came and I could feel that in my veins. They know me from hustling, I'm about that change. Calculating profits, no losses, all gain. Cranking off the chain out here, gotta maintain. I'm flooding the city cause I ain't playing the same thing. They on the same block trying to claim the same thing. Let me say the same thing, I don't claim the same thing. I'm shoving that thing, keep the bone out their brain. Before I leave the thing, listen, I'ma leave the stain. I'm a crank. I push it like way. I push it like way. Hey, tell them what it means.
It's the soul,
press it,
the soul,
pack it, go.
It's what it means.
It's
the soul,
press it,
the soul,
pack it, go.
I'm a crank girl. I push it like way. I push it like way. Hey, tell them what it means.
It's the soul,
press it,
the soul,
pack it, go.
It's
what it means.
It's
the soul,
press it,
the
soul, pack it, go.
No middleman, no way to stop my $1 million mark. Then it's over a billion, serve like the golden arch. Soon as I get it in, it's a sin, get it off. I push your path, bro. Hello, I'm the new boss.
Do you tell me?
Through the clouds, so by way of grace, how? Getting where I need to be, yeah, I'm dispatching now.
My attention that the line blazing right now. First, I got to give a shout out to the homegirl Drama Gamza, man. Y'all heard the music, Crank Girl, one of the most talented female rappers coming out of the West Coast. Matter of fact, she West Coast, East Coast, South Coast. The girl everywhere, she just like me. Everywhere she ain't got no business. You be seeing her like all at the food stamp office, then you see her at Capitol Records. You know what I'm saying? Woman after my own heart. Much love to Drama Gamza. But ladies and gentlemen, the Trey Love Show is smoking. I'm sitting here watching the board say two, say what. EOTM Youngest in Charge say the line's wide open. So let's go ahead and get the lines open and let's talk to the people. People, whoever this is, introduce yourself. Open them up. Say two. Let me talk to them real quick.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? I know you guys there. Who is that?
Trey Love, this is your pastor.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Lord, how you doing, Pastor?
I'm good. How are you?
The pastor started laughing. Hey, Pastor. I don't know if y'all heard me. I don't know if y'all heard me. I was all hard, right? Then when the pastor called, hey, Pastor, hey.
I got in and I logged on and I saw that you had your show. So I wanted to actually call in to support before you even, you know, got started on your topic. Because, you know, I didn't have anything to say at that point. But I wanted to call and first give you blessings and say that I support you. And I'm
yes,
proud
ma'am.
Of everything. I don't call you. There you go with the yes, ma'am. and let you know that you are doing an awesome job. But Tupus, now that I heard what you were going to be talking about, I feel you. My sons, I have teenage boys, and between living with me and their father, whenever their father, they're in a predominantly white neighborhood. When they're with me, they're in a pretty much the same. Now, I don't have an issue if my sons brought someone else home other than a sister if it's because of their environment and because they're genuinely like girls. I have an issue
exactly.
with my cousins now. They don't date black women, period. My cousins that live in California, they are like the sisters got issues and this and that and the other. One of the things that I will say for the brothers that say all the sisters got, you know, they have issues, or the black women that say the men have issues, we have to understand as women that we control the atmosphere. If women understood their power and what they carry, then a lot of the foolishness that they deal with would not be going on. I've been molested, abused, and all other stuff by the hands of black men. But I will tell you, some of that stuff I brought on my own because I did not know who I was, which means I was attracting a certain type of individual that was in my life that was going to be an abuser. So when a lot of women, a lot of this foolishness would stop if, and I'm not putting it all on us, because there are some janky brothers out there, but if we understood wholeheartedly who we are as women that, and we stay true to our standard, it makes men come up to our standard. Prime example, when I was married, I started losing weight. My ex-husband had gained a lot of weight, and I didn't want to tell him he wasn't sexy no more, but I started working out.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to tell him.
I didn't want to say that. But what I did do was I got up and started working out. And what I find dealing with men is that men follow women. Period.
Absolutely.
He got
hold on. Let me cut you off 1 second, Pastor. Does that totally, were you listening, Pastor, when I said that the reason we get haircuts, the reason we get nice cars, were you listening when I said that, trying to explain
yes,
that's
I heard
why?
That.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You
I
got men
jump in
follow women, and he started losing weight. I didn't even have to say anything, but because he saw the standard that I wanted for my life, if he wanted to be with me, he knew he needed to get his game up. So
yes,
a lot of things I believe women, and I love the brothers from the way they walk, the way they talk, the little swag that they got. I mean, just
oh,
all
like
of that.
That
about black
oh,
men.
Oh, you like
oh,
that?
Yeah, Pastor like that. I love the Lord, but I love black men, too. I love black men.
You like that? You like that?
Yeah, I love black men. So that's
Pastor,
all I wanted to say.
No, stay on for a second, Pastor, because I want to introduce you to my co-host, and also I want to give a shout-out to you. There's a young lady by the name of Say Two Say What who's working the boards, and this is the message she wanted me to deliver to you, Pastor April Mason. Listen to this. Tell Pastor April Mason I love her book, and it's because of that book that I made up my mind to follow my passion. That is directly from Say Two Say What, youngest in charge of EOTM. See, and I'm going to say something. I'm going to give a shout-out, too, before I let you engage Don. Pastor, I've had the pleasure of working with you on a few things and, you know, talking to you and getting counsel from you. And even myself, Mr. Trey Love, y'all, Mr. Big Bad Trey Love, do what he want to do, how he want to do it. The pastor set me down and talked to me. I felt like I was about 9 years old, fella. I'm serious. I was like, yes, ma'am. All right. And I mean, and not only did you, it wasn't a chastise as much as it was what I appreciate about you, my sister, is it wasn't as a chastise. What it was a motivation. You made me, you turned the mirror on me, you know, like when you were messing with me, and you still do that to this day. You'd be like, because you Trey Love.
You
and
say
first,
you,
I'm like,
you,
what you mean?
Trey Love.
What you, I, and you know, brother, like, what you mean I'm Trey Love? And then, you know, when you said, no, I'm talking about the young man who I see that was able to get on stage and host the show and, you know, all the stuff you put on Facebook and the movies and films and commercials, you don't have an excuse. And what you did was, Pastor, you took my excuse from me. And I'm going to say this, I want you to, not only the book that you have on molestation, because I want you to give a shout out to your book too, and everybody needs to support my pastor, because her book is awesome. My pastor is a phenomenal person, and if you need counsel, you need to be reaching to April Mason. I'm serious, and this is personally, y'all. She has really helped my life. But again, like I'm saying, Pastor, what you did was, it was not a chastise, and I appreciate that. You motivated me to see myself, I mean, and even as egotistical as people may think I am, it's not even so much ego as it is, you know. Brothers, you know, we go through insecurity. See, that's another thing, not just black men, but men in general don't like to admit. We don't like to admit we go through insecurity issues. Like, we may feel a little insecure at times. We may feel like, okay, I'm not, like, this person may have this or this person may have that. And the Bible says, don't covet thy neighbor's things and products. Be happy and content with yourself and what you have. And that's what I appreciate about you, Pastor, is showing me a little more depth to Trey Love. So I want to thank you for that. Also, real quick, Don, I want you to meet my pastor. Pastor, I want you to meet Don. And then, Pastor, before we go in and take another call, I want you to give a shout-out and let everybody know where they can find your book.
Oh, first, the young lady that bought my book, thank you so much for reading it. I didn't realize how much that I wrote, because I wrote the book in 2008 and released it this year. And then when I reread it, I'm like, oh, I just told all y'all all my business. But it's me being transparent.
We need it all.
Yeah, I just told it, and I was like, oh, we. But if me being transparent was to help somebody else, you know, that is what it is. Trey, I appreciate you for doing what you do, because the thing with me is, you know, I'm one of those boot camp type teachers. I feel like if you are where you are in life, because this is where you choose to be. So if you choose to be
right,
somewhere else, get up off of it and make it do what it do. Because why? Because you Trey Love, remember? And also for the book, you guys can always reach me on Facebook. I minimized. I'm down to 2 pages now, but you can either go to Miss MS April Mason or April E. Mason, and you can always watch the book trailer and read the first introduction of the book, the first 8 pages, at brokenbutnotbound.com. So wanted to give you a shout-out to everything that you're doing, and let you know that I logged on and saw you on. So I said, let me call in and let them know Pastor listening.
you scare me. And you ain't have to do me like that neither. Let me get my manager to back me up. Don, where you at?
I'm right here.
Don, can I be able to tell the pastor? And did you hear how she called in, Don? She was like, this is your pastor.
Yeah, just quickly.
I was like, dang.
The phone went down. I'm like, whoa, how you doing?
Hey.
Well, Trey, like I always tell you, Trey, you know you softer than a Twinkie feeling. You got that hard shell. But you know, you're softer than a Twinkie filling.
Softer than a Twinkie filling. I love it.
We appreciate you. He needs that in his life, so we love it. Thank you, April, for everything that you've ever done for him. And
you,
stay in life.
I check on him every now and again, but I know you guys got a bunch of callers, so I'm going to just listen in online and wish you the best. I know this is going to be a great show. This is a great topic. And whatever they say about y'all black men, please understand there's a sister over here on this side that just loves everything about you. Even sometimes when you get smart, well, I kind of like that
right.
a little bit too.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, I want to say this, Pastor. I definitely want you to stay on and listen to us. And this is a four-part series, Pastor. I want you to know that. This is the first of a four-part series because we have a lot of issues to discuss. We're not only going to be discussing R.I.P. Black America, but the movie For Colored Girls, that was just put out from subjects such as abuse, dealing with, and see a lot of black women, a lot of black men go to the military. So we come back from the military, from war, and some of us have issues. We're going to deal with that. It's brothers out here that, I truly find this despicable. I want to say this. I want to make sure I put a disclosure out. I do not have any problem, and I make this known, with any person that is gay, be it male or female, any homosexual. I don't have a problem with you specifically. I have no problem with what you do in the privacy of your own bedroom. I do have a problem with brothers that are doing things with men and then investing this sickness into women. If you're going to be with men, be with men. And be real about what you're doing, fellas. Please, I really have a problem with this down low issue because if you look at the character of Janet Jackson, first of all, I'm in love with Janet. Second of all, if you look at the character, that's the type of woman I want. I want a strong woman that's got a little paper on her. You know what I'm saying? I'll be her little Stedman. But then, fellas, what some of you do is you go out there and you do things like he stole her money. He was sleeping with men. And even sleeping around in general is wrong, but that sleeping with men thing, that even when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, if you really look at it biblically and dissect it, that was the reasoning behind it. Like I said, personally, no issue with anyone that's homosexual, but I do have an issue with men that are with women and sleeping with men at the same time. You throwing salt in the game and you're messing it up for real players. All right.
Well, Trey, funny you mentioned that. My foundation, Broken But Not Bound movement, we were the charity that got the funds for the Four Colored Girls movie this past. I had to go to a movie premiere in Atlanta for it, and when I saw that issue, now, you know, I was living in Atlanta. We see that all the time. The down low, it's kind of like you don't know, should you date, should you not date? And you look at even ones that look manly, they are still down low. Now, that movie has caused a lot of controversy, saying that how the black man is depicted in this movie. However, what everybody has to really understand is this is some of our reality. I saw myself in pretty much every one of those characters, except Whoopi Goldberg. I saw myself in every one of those characters.
Hold on. Stop the presses. Now we're finna have a little fun. What, you ain't trying to worship the Elohim? No, let me stop.
I mean, because when you know what the Hebrew word for that means, that ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. So the thing is, I ain't going
to
go deep. Right. But I'm not going to go deep, but you got to understand, with that movie, most women can't identify with that. So, no, it was not male bashing. It was not making it seem like this is all black, what black men do. But people have to realize that a lot of black men have been abused coming up. I meet so many doggone molested men that it's ridiculous that call my office constantly. So when we understand that people can start to look beyond a person's actions and look at the root cause of things, we start dealing with people a little bit differently. So we don't know what may have happened to these men that may have abused us. I realized that my father and stepfather that molested me, they were abused as kids. So now I'm no longer angry with them because I understand that the two females when I was five that molested me, they were molested by somebody. So now I don't have any animosity or anger. So if we start really looking, just not look at the black man for some of the things that he do, and true enough, there are some janky ones out there that are just going to be janky. But the ones that are doing things, but in their heart, they really don't want to do it. And sometimes we do things and we don't understand why we're doing it. Let's look at the root cause of it. Instead of just judging them on this fool is stupid, why he keep doing this? Like T.I., great example. Why him in his position would he go and get back in trouble like that? It's a root cause of something else, and we really have to identify with that and find what that is versus calling him stupid, even though that was not a real good move. But let's find out why he did what he did. So that's all
I'm
saying.
Can I ask you something? Can I ask you something? Can I get you to commit to me for 3 more weeks? Because I'm needing your opinion on this. And cause, see, the fact that you not only are pastor, the fact that you do live, have lived in Atlanta, have lived in California, you know, a lot of the issues and topics that we're going to be bringing up, and especially being a pastor, I know that you counseled and dealt with all different types of people on all different types of levels. I don't want to commit you for the whole 2 hours because I know you're busy. You know, you're a pastor, and it is Sunday. And that's, you know, for every pastor, I know that's y'all hustle day. You know,
matter of fact, did you get your tithes and offerings this week? Now,
how much I owe you? How much
I'm
I owe
just
you?
Playing. I'm just playing.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't. You like T.D. Jackson. You're going to be checking my pay subs and stuff. Right. I've seen the movie.
I'm checking that PayPal account.
Right. Hey, Donna, you know what I'm saying? She's going to be like, hold on, you just did a movie. Okay, it's time for the church to get paid, Trey Love. You know what I'm saying? Well, Pastor, I wanna, if I can get you at least for 20 minutes on every show, because your input is wanted, needed, appreciated, and you got a nice fan base. So I want you to kind of promote, let your followers know that they can catch you live on the Trey Love Show for the next 3 weeks about this issue for Color Girls and RIP Black America. Can I get that commitment out you, Pastor?
Yeah, you can get that commitment. You just let me know.
Hey, I did Pastor how they be doing us. The Pastor be like, now what I'm going to need from you is to come to Jesus. Because mm-hmm. When you want Jesus, he comes. So now it's your turn. You going to turn Jesus down? No, I'm just messing with you. But Pastor, again, please listen to the entire show. And thank you so much, so much.
You're
again,
so welcome.
For your love and support.
All right, take care. It was nice meeting everybody. You guys do an awesome job.
Don,
I am here.
Okay, you heard that. Now I want you to tag on what the pastor talking about. Tag on that a little bit. You tell me your feelings, because she came in and, I mean, she really expressed, you know, different issues with, you know, living in Atlanta, this download thing, and, you know, like people being abused. And then also my thing is something I want to concentrate on is because my thing is the veteran thing, because being a veteran, you know, we do get looked at, like people be like, you went to the Army, are you crazy? Like,
yeah.
Why? Because I went to the Army. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why would you guys say I'm in crazy? Hey, but Donnie Poole, listen, baby. It's been brought to my attention that we got callers on the line, so we got to open the lines up to our callers. Come on, callers. Let them open. Say two. What's up? Say two. Say where? Who we got? Who we got? Who on the line with us? Okay, I love it. We communicate. Y'all, I'm communicating on Facebook/EOTM Radio. This is hot. We got more callers. 310. Open the line up to them, Satu. Let them know that we on. Who we got? Caller, are you on the air? Caller, are you on the air? I can't hear the caller. Can you hear the caller?
Neither. No, I can't hear the caller.
The caller.
Hello, Trey?
Yeah, this is Trey.
Yeah, we have the caller 310-663. You are live. Okay, that person wants to say nothing. Okay, 661-802. You are live.
Come on, callers. We can't hear you.
661-802. You are live.
I hear some background, but they're not saying nothing. Come on, Carla, where you at? Hello?
Okay, well, that caller's going to get on mute. Well, put on mute. Our next caller is 510-449. You are live.
Hey, right, what up, cousin, man? You know how to pay.
Cousin! Cousin! Vic! What up with Vic?
Nothing, man. Just paying homage to you, man. I see you doing your thing, man. I just want to come over and bless you, man, and say you're doing a real good thing, bro. I just want to pay homage to you, man.
Well, look here, Bloodline. This is what I want to say to you. First of all, y'all, I got to shout out my cousin Vic, yo. He's in the building. Hey, we spent Halloween together, man, and I'm going to tell you, this dude, y'all, hey, y'all had to see it. I mean, I swear to God, people know. The dude was called Kanye West, Lenny Kravitz, and Drake all on Halloween just with some glasses on. So I don't know what it was he was doing to the people, cousin. But whatever it was, man, and, you know, I got to shout you out for that. So first of all, I think you already know my manager and my co-host, Miss Dawn Breaker Dawn Whitaker. Holler at her real quick. And then,
how you doing,
gorgeous?
Gorgeous.
What's going on, Vic?
How you doing? I haven't seen you in a while. I miss your pretty face.
I know. Hey, I'm trying to make my way over there to see you. Look at you. Drake. What? Kanye. Let me see, man. I got to tell everybody, Trey's bus line is very, very, very nice, ladies. Just FYI. I've been checking out the fam. I'm like, I hope he don't get mad because I'm going to choose me one very soon.
Hey, why would I get mad? Hey, to the EOTM listeners, to the whole radio family, I am just playing. I'm a comedian. I'd be joking. But I did give her the thing one time. So I'm just joking, y'all. See, I can't be putting somebody like that down because they're going to really think, man, you made all kind of
exactly,
nasty love.
Exactly.
But I don't even care. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand. I don't care what people think. That's what makes Trey Love Trey Love, is I do not care what people think. I am here to try to better you. You understand? Don't look at me as the example. Listen to my words and allow. Well, you can look at me as the example. But do know that I'm a joking, playing person. But, yeah, I couldn't get mad, but you do have to admit. I mean, I don't look at dudes or nothing, but it is, you do have to admit, Don. It's some good-looking motherfuckers.
I've been checking it out, and Vic, you are on the list.
thank you, sweetheart. Likewise. You're very, very attractive yourself, I must say.
Thank you very much.
I gotta watch this one. He called himself from Jackson, Mississippi. He old country pimp. He all smooth. And he talks slow with it. So he already done learned the game. Talking about, well, you know, I do find you very attractive. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't say stop being like me because you my own cousin. So, God, dog. All right, cuz. So go ahead and express your opinion, cousin. We need your opinion on this matter. How do you feel about R.I.P. Black America, which is one of the subjects that we are on today. I don't know if you had a chance to go through the videos and whatnot that I put on YouTube, on Facebook, but R.I.P. Black America is basically stating that the black man is the king. He's the muscle. He's the brains behind the operation. But we all know that a brain and muscles cannot work without what? I'm talking like Uncle Lloyd now. Can't work without what? A heart. We need a heart. And I totally agree with this. The heart of the race, the heart of our black race is our female. And I do want to say, as men, this is coming from me. I don't dog women. I'm not perfect. I admit that. But I do not dog women. I try to treat all my sisters with the utmost respect and pride that you all deserve. Now, it getting reciprocated, that's something that we want to discuss. So I want you, Vic, to give your opinions on how you feel about, you know, what's going on with our race. And instead of, like, what they always do, throwing on the black man, let's kind of put some of this on the black woman and see what's going on with that.
You know, man, if anything, I love, and I really love black females. And I'm not speaking from, like, oh, you know, I'm trying to holler at you. No, I respect them, and I love them so much because not a lot of people know what a black female goes through today in society. When we go somewhere, when a black female goes somewhere, they always get looked at like, oh, who does she think she is? Or because she talks proper, oh, is she trying to talk white? Or because she has one kid, they think that that's too much. But I'm not trying to, like, I'm not throwing any type of racial slurs, but if, like, a white female has, like, three or four kids, it's okay, as opposed to one black female having one kid, oh, she has way too much baggage.
How I feel
from a black female, I feel like the world, and I mean all different races, they feed off of what black females do. It be hair, the way they look, the way they dress, the mannerisms, the way they handle themselves, the way they dance, everything. They always take all that away from African-American and African females, and they do not get the credit that they deserve. I'm saying that. And I know I'm not the only one that feels that way.
I'm not the only one that feels that way.
I know that. That's even for black men, too. They want to be like us. They want to talk like us. They want to walk like us. They want to live our lives, but they don't want to walk down the path that we go through every day as a black man and as a black female. They don't want to walk that path, but they want everything that we have.
Ooh.
They won't admit it.
You are just preaching it. You are saying some good stuff, yes. Way before us, this has been going on.
it's been going. I feel like this has been going on ever since I born, ever since my mother's been born, ever since the first black female that's been born. That's how I feel that it's been going on, and I feel like it should be addressed. We don't get the appreciation we deserve as black people. You know what white people should do on a daily basis? Cedric the Entertainer said it the best on Be Cool. They should come up to us and they should say thank you, male, thank you, female, and be on about their way. They should pay homage to us on a daily basis, but we don't get it. We always get negativity. We always get, oh, yeah, they're just trying to do that. Yeah, you know how black people are, da, 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 da. But how about white people? Like, white people, they're cool. They can say certain names that we can't say. Or, for example, I don't want to get into the whole thing with the whole N-word, but I feel like that word shouldn't even be existed. But if you look, every other race is saying that word. Every other word is, hey, what's up, my what's up, my it's white people, it's Avian people, it's Mexican people, it's everybody. They say that word, but when we hear it, like, where does that word come from?
Yeah.
Well,
you
know what I want to say? I want to say, first of all, Don, is it just me or my bloodline? We ain't just handsome. We some intelligent old Negroes, too, ain't we?
I'm telling you, I've been doing my research. I know.
Oh, Lord. Hey, y'all, to all my male family members, my brothers and cousins, be careful, because Don is stalking us. But we got some good-looking jeans, though. I ain't going to lie. We got some good-looking jeans.
And intelligence? Come on, ladies. What? I mean.
Come on. We nice-looking. We intelligent. But I'm going to let you know, ladies, it's on the real side now. This is keeping it real and keeping it 100.
Uh-oh.
We ain't no killers. Oh, you know where I'm going? We
are
the thing that the men in my family know, and we have already realized we are kings. The word is K-I-N-G-S. We are kings. So in order to be a queen, sweetheart, you better know your place. Because I'm going to tell you like this, we do grant uncontested divorces. We'll leave you like a bad habit. We'll want to take care and love our kids, but don't play. You understand? Because, see, ain't nothing about us average. You can even listen to my little cousin and tell we ain't average. We're thinking, man. We read, we research, we're educated, we learn things. So just like my little cousin, people be like, why are you single? I've had people literally sit and look at me, why are you single? Trey, you got it going on, you're an entertainer. You know, they say I'm attractive and all this and that. But I'm going to explain why I'm single. I'm single because I cannot find a black queen that knows her place. And I'm not saying I don't date outside my race, but I have not. Not saying it like, it's like I just unfortunately, I guess, I just have not had an opportunity or, you know, dated another race. That's just is what it is. I love my sisters. But I'm going to tell you, and Don, you can attest because you knew a young lady that I was dating. I give, when I'm dating and I'm into somebody, I give this woman the world for some reason. And I'm going to say this and put this out there, and I hope females call in and kind of help me with this. Why is it that when a brother is good to you, takes care of you, cooks for you, cleans, tries to be a man to you and your child and your family, your children, try to take care of you, why is it that you feel that that is weakness? Why is it that you feel that when he does these type of things for you, for some reason, and with 90% of the black women that I've dated, they feel like they can talk to me any kind of way, they could disrespect me, and then when I go off, you know what I'm saying, after being treated so terribly, then when I have a fit, you know, cuss her back out, girl, he crazy. That's the first thing you want to holler is, I'm crazy after I done took your S-H-I-T for all this time, cooked, cleaned, took care of you, catered to you, treated you like the queen that I know you are. But that's where, in my opinion, a lot of my sisters, you don't reciprocate. So, sisters, I'm going to ask you to please start reciprocating. That's my request to the black women. To the good brothers, not to these no good Negroes that's doing you wrong, beating you, ain't taking care of their kids and stuff. I ain't saying get them brothers no props, but to the brother that comes in and opens your door, to the brother that brings you flowers, to the brother that sends you that freaky text during the day, you know, to the brother that's letting you know he's thinking about you. I ask you, black women, I send a charge to the black women. Reciprocate that. If a brother loving on you, love on him back. Now, if you ain't feeling him, be real and let him know, hey, this ain't us. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really feeling you like that. That's respect. But if that man is feeling you and you feeling him, just stop. And see, I know that dating in L.A. is like that. Take this facade down, ladies. Take all this Hollywood-ish out of it and be real with yourself and be real to a man. And that's the reason why I'm single, because, hey, you got to be real with me. I seem to keep dating. I was dating good in Florida, but out here in L.A., y'all scared the hell out of me. Half these women is Crips and gang. I don't.
You.
Anyway, why are you laughing? All right, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and open the line back up, because this is what brought to my attention that we got another caller on the line. And say, too, I need you to get that yo-yo ready for me, because we're going to dedicate this to Breaker Dawn and her sister. But get that ready, but don't play it yet. Let's see who's on the line right now. Do we have any other callers on the line, say, too?
I'm going to hear somebody.
Who's the new caller? We got my cousin.
Yeah,
on the line.
Has
562-209.
You are live.
All right, 562, you're live on the Trey Love Show. What's up with it?
Good afternoon, Trey Love. This is Licious, Lakerlicious at that.
What's up, Licious? How you feeling, baby?
What's going on with you, both? In response
hey,
to your...
Hold on, listen. Before we get started, because you know me and you, we finna do the 3-peat. Are we what, 9-0 now?
9-1, or 8-1.
8-1,
yeah.
Damn. Okay, 8-1.
Yeah,
well, to all my Lakers haters, Lakers is on the line, baby. 3-peat, Operation Trey Peat, 3-peat in effect, baby. I want to welcome it to
the show.
This is,
I said for damn sure.
Okay, hey, welcome to the show, Lakerlicious. Go ahead and express your opinion and talk to the people. Tell them how you're feeling, baby.
Well, what I think is, in response to your comment, is most people are taught love. So if you're taught love in a house that's a single parent, if it's a single parent of a woman, then you tend to get the downfall of the man. If it's a single parent of the male, then you get the downfall of the woman. So, you know, with most of our generation today, we're not getting equal sides, because of the fact that one of the parents tends to fall out, whether it be the female or the male. We need to pick up on the other end. We need to show, if it's a female version, that there are good men out there that are worthy of your submission and your love and your dedication. And on the male side, the same goes true. So it starts in the home. If more people started in their home with their children when they're small and let them know that, yeah, there are bad people, but just in the same right, there are really good people, and you have to pick and choose like fruit. You know, there's bruised and there's battered, but there's also good and wholesome. You got to pick it wise. You got to pick it truthfully and keep it real from the beginning.
I'm going to say this. First of all, not only thank you for calling in, but thank you for such an intelligent observation. I hope all the listeners are paying attention to what she said. What you just said, young lady, was very, very powerful. And I'm going to reiterate, I'm going to jump on it, because I'm going to explain what I mean about what you said being powerful. And this has to do with, because see, a lot of times, you know, I'm an entertainer, y'all, I do my thing, but I do like to share who I am with people, because we live in a different, not only because we live in a different world, but hell, why hide, man? Be who you are and share yourself with the world. That's one thing a lot of celebrities don't do, is, you know, they tend to put on their Trey Love image, as I like to call it, and then from there don't share their real feelings and emotions. So I have to share my real feelings and emotions, and what you said was so powerful, and I want to compound on that, because we are, what you said, and I want to specifically say what you said to compound on it. We are taught love, or the lack thereof. Think about
exactly
that, guys. I want all the listeners to listen to that, Lekalicious, because that it was so powerful what you said. With my children, for example, to hear my daughter say, at 13 years old, and she's 16, currently dating a white guy. Like I said, and I want to say this, I have no problem at all. I love white people. They checks actually cash. They come on time. They support you. I want to make sure. No, I'm dead serious, and I don't care what
right
nobody say or how they
right
feel. I want to make sure I put that disclosure out. I love me some white people. And quite honestly, I don't care if I have little white grandbabies running around. That ain't my issue. I don't even care. If I got to have me some little white grandbabies, y'all best believe me and my little white grandbabies going to be at the Emmys, the Oscars, all that. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't care what nobody
right
say. Ain't no shame in my game. Me and all my little white babies, I'm going to have me some little Baracks. I don't even care. I don't even care. I'm raising Baracks. I don't even care. That's not the issue. But here's Trey Love's real issue with the statement there are no good black men out there. And I personally feel that that is a taught thing to my child, because being her father, being estranged from me, being taught things about me that aren't true, I'm the first man. I'm the first man that a woman falls in love with, cares about, listens to, is her what? Is her father. So by being taken away from your father and being taught and implemented things into your little mind growing up, you know, 5, 6, 7, 2, and 3, and 12 years old, if you're being compounded and you're taught something and you're looking at this image of this man hanging on your wall in your room, black man and his father, and he's not there, and he's not there because he doesn't want to be there. He's there because this is the situation that the mother has chose to put you in and influence you. It's just like me. I'm always hollering about, hey, I do this because my mother taught me this. I do this because my mother taught me that. We all are products of our parents. We are products of what we are taught. And the key to what you said is that we are not, if we're not taught love, you can get in a relationship just like the pastor said. The pastor has a key for being able to know when a person's been molested. She's a pastor. She looks into that and she can kind of feel the vibe of a person that's been molested. It's kind of the same thing. You know, when a child is growing up, what they're taught is what they feel. It may be altogether wrong. But again, to hear that statement from my own child, it hurt me. It destroyed me inside. But at the same time, what I want you sisters to do is this. I want my sisters to take some responsibility for that. And Licious, I know your business. I ain't going to tell everything, but I'm going to tell this. You have put kids through high school as well. Don't you have a baby in college? You're working on being a new grandmother. And even though I know that you and your husband are divorced, but we've had conversations, and you said out your own mouth, you'd like to let your kids make their own decision. Kind of tell the listeners about that a little bit.
Well, I look at it like this. They are individuals as well, and they didn't have to be here. That was my choice to bring them here. My job was to guide them to be productive citizens in America, and I think that I've done a damn good job as well. I think their father has done a damn good job because they didn't have to be here. We put them on a pedestal, and it was our job to teach them and train them how to be productive citizens in the world. That was our job. Regardless of what we went through, they were our priority, and that's what we did. We taught them that you love according to what the person is giving you or not giving you. You don't judge people by your past relationships. You don't judge people by what somebody else has done or said. You give each and every individual their own opportunity to prove themselves. I think that I've produced very, very productive adults because of the fact that me and my ex, who is a very good father, even though our relationship failed, we still were productive parents, but we taught them that love and respect is something that is given until it's not earned, not the other way around. You don't have to earn it to get it. You're giving it until a person gives you a reason not to, not the other way around. And my children know that, and I think that because of that, they give each and every individual, regardless of race, creed, sexual preference, they're going to give you your respect until you give them a reason not to.
Wow. I want to commend you. I want to thank you for your call. We needed it. But we finna lighten it up a little bit, man. Matter of fact, we ain't even going to lighten it up. We going to gangster it a little bit. I want to thank my cousin Vic for coming through, spreading a little bit of that handsome life on these ladies, Tim. I see you, cousin. Spread that handsome life on these ladies. My co-host, Breaker Dawn, in the building, handling her game. Licious coming through, doing her sizzle, letting it be known. But we're going to go ahead and get a little music going, man. We're going to hype it up a little bit. Y'all know I'm a big fan of Dramaganza, so we're going to go ahead and play one more Dramaganza cut before we play that other cut that I was talking about. But we're going to go ahead and clear the lines, too. So I need Licious and Vic to stay on the internet, but I gotta free these lines up because I heard that the lines was full. But we're gonna go ahead and get one more song played. Matter of fact, before we play that song, let's clear the lines, Licious and Vic, and see if we can get another caller, because it's really about the callers.
It's all good.
But thank you both for your input, and stay online. If you're near a computer, stay online so you can hear the rest of the show.
Stay tuned. Let me see if we got another caller. Hit us up with the caller if we got another caller in.
Right, right. Sorry, Trey. It's 661-802. You're live.
661, you live, baby. Welcome to the Trey Love Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? Who this?
This is April. April Marshman.
Hey, April, what's up? This one, this my homegirl. Y'all be arguing on Facebook like we go together.
Okay. No, not even.
Yeah, you know how you be having people on Facebook that you argue with, like that you like y'all go together, y'all don't even know each other, but y'all just go off on each other. Like I'm not, I will beat
yeah,
you like I met, like I know you. How you doing today, sweetie? Thank you for calling. Thank you for the support of the Trey Love Show. What's up with you?
Oh, smoke death. Hey, you know, I had a response to what you were saying, the last caller. I truly agree that it's how you're brought up. Because I came from the kind of lifestyle where, you know, my mom is white, my dad is black, but, you know, we had it hard. My mom had to work two jobs. My dad, you know, unfortunately was shot and killed when I was in the sixth grade, and I didn't get to see, you know, for a long time how that husband and wife connection is supposed to be. So, you know, I try to do my best in the kind of relationship that I do. Maybe you're right. As women, we need to show our men respect, because my man is the kind of one who will open the door for you, who will have dinner on the stove for you, who will take care of the kids, take them to their soccer practices, cheerleading, and he does that. Maybe he's unappreciated. So we do, as women, have to give him that love and that props, because they're one in a million. You don't find them very often, you know. So I do
wow.
agree with you, Trey. I do agree with you. I'm one of those ones that maybe don't show them enough appreciation. Not because I don't love them, it's because I didn't have that picture of
gotcha.
a mother and a father. I had to, you know, I was really young when he died, and I didn't see that.
Mm.
And so my mom was a single mom trying to raise me up, so I just taught myself. You know, I'm going on 10 years, I'm doing the best I can, but I do, when I get a chance, let him know. But for
you know
all
what I was told by a woman one time, April? First of all, I want to thank you so much for your call, and I appreciate you sharing a piece of your life with us. But I want to tell you something that a young woman told me one time, a sister told me, and it really, really broke my heart. And that's why I got to kind of compound on what you said. She said that every black man in her life disappointed her. Every man in her life disappointed her, from her father, who was a black man, her stepfather, of course, who was a black man, and then her baby's father, you know, of course, a black man, and she is not that she's, dating other people. It's that, I mean, dating outside of race, it's just that she has a knack. She dogs brothers. You understand what I'm saying? And she explained why, you know, because I came into her life and I was good to her, and I couldn't understand why she couldn't reciprocate. She would catch herself being weak. And then, no, she thought it was being weak to show me love when that's what, in my opinion, what you're supposed to do. But she was so used to getting dogged out, like I said, by her father, stepfather, all of these type men in her life. So it has an effect. So I can truly understand where you're coming from. And I appreciate that call from you. So you have,
your issue,
not to say an issue, but you are results of a biracial.
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Yes, and my mom, who was white, like I said, and my dad, who was black, before he died, and they both came to this agreement. Yes, you are a mixed child, but you are black. You can't sit there and go, I'm on both sides, because that's not how people are going to see you. They're going to see you either one way or another, and that's how they raised me. So when you say, you know, what are you? Yeah, I'm black. Are you mixed with something else? Yeah, I am. But, you know, I'm like that woman you were talking about. You know, my dad, who unfortunately, you know, put his hand on my mom, would drink, would fight. And then there was my son's father, who was unfortunately, you know, told me, hey, it takes two to make one, it takes two to raise one, have abortion. Harassed me for months on end. But then here comes this guy who's a young man, young black man, came from a Baptist home, really nice guy, came and fell in love with my son and wanted to be my husband and wanted to be his father, and will never tell you anything different. Will never tell anybody that that's not his kid. He will would tell you that's his son and he looks just like him. You know, and it's hard because sometimes I lash out at him because I do. I'm one. I blame black men sometimes because it's like I said, there's my father. There's my father's family, you know, who kind of treat me wrong because I'm mixed with white. And then I got the white people who treat me bad because I got black in me too. So it's just I'm right there on that fence. I struggle every day, you know, and I try to remember that he is not the enemy. My husband is not the enemy, but it's really hard. So sometimes I don't appreciate him, but it's not purposely. It's because of what I went through.
Okay. You know what I want to say? I personally, I've had the pleasure of meeting your husband, and he's a very docile and genuine spirit, and I really like the brother. And I want to say that your husband is, I mean, I hope everybody's paying attention to this. It's what he just said. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, lady. What she just said was very profound. She actually has a good black man and was woman enough to get on the radio and speak highly of her black king. And that's what we as black men need. Ladies, I'm serious. You don't understand how much better we would do if you would just praise us more, give us more good feedback instead of, because if you keep, it's like if you keep, I'm going to tell y'all a story, and then from there we're going to go right into a song. So I need Don to stay on the line. Everybody else, please stay on the internet, but I got to free these lines up because I got a lot of callers calling in I got you, Say Sue. I see you shining on Facebook, baby. Hit it. Go ahead. What's up?
Let me just say one last thing to everybody listening. I know a lot of girls think that they're not out there, and I was ready. I was on that fence to get ready to date another kind of race, another flavor of the month. But you know what? I didn't give up, and I found one, and it is possible. But when you do find them, we do need to appreciate them and tell them how good they are and how well they do. And maybe then you'll start to see more of them come out. More of them will not be, you know, so, you know, afraid to step out and, you know, and want to have a relationship with us because they think that we're going to, you know, criticize them or have something negative to say. So if we appreciate the ones that are here, then the rest of them will start to come out.
Sounds good. Like I said, I want to tell this story, and then from there I'm going to go right into this next song, man. And this is the story I want to tell. Words. I just want to say this to the people. Words are very powerful. They are extremely powerful. Actions may be powerful, but words are very powerful. Let me show you, and actions are powerful. Let me show you an example of what I'm talking about. If you come in to your house every day and you kick your dog every single day, you walk into the house, as soon as you get in the house, you kick your dog, bam. You kick your dog, bam. And then the one day that you come in the house and you reach to pet your dog, the dog will flinch. You want to know why the dog is flinching? Because the dog is so used to you kicking him that the dog does not even know how to show, doesn't even know how to respond when you are affectionate. I say this to my black women. I am your dog because what I do is, no, I'm real talk. I try to be good to these women, good to these sisters, and take care of these sisters. I mean, Don, you know, I joke about us, but you know you my homegirl, but you know how I am, Don. If you come to my house, I'm going to feed you. I'm going to talk to you good. Even girls that have done the most ill things to me. I mean, the last young lady that I was in a real relationship with did some foul stuff to me. But she, out of her own mouth, can never say. And truthfully, honestly, it's very few women that can say, I call them the B word. Because that's not a word that I use when I'm talking to any woman, addressing a woman. To me, I think the B word is it's very degrading, it's disgusting, and the two things I think about my children and I think about my mother. And I'll be back if anybody's going to call my mother a B-word or anyone is going to call my children a B-word. So, therefore, if that's the way I feel about it, then why would I call my black woman the B-word? Even no matter what she did to me, no matter how angry I am with her. And, ladies, I ask you, again, this is a call to you, reciprocate that. Now, what we're going to do at this point is we're going to go ahead and take a break, man, take a music break, and go ahead and all the women need to know this is how you need to be. You need to be an exception. Kick that, say, too.
Come here.
I tried to tell her she can't come in here like this.
His mama gave
him.
Wow.
look, honestly, I do understand your point. I understand the grind. But I'm here to make money. So why should I gamble on you? Sex sales. I mean, what's different about you? Female rappers ain't selling no
young. Y'all will fuck with female rappers.
I am the exception. I am the exception. I am the exception.
We'll fuck with female rappers.
I am the exception. I am the exception. I am the exception.
Y'all will fuck with female rappers.
I am the exception. I am the exception. I am the exception.
We don't fuck with female rappers.
I am the exception.
From the look of things, I'm your best bet. Her face rapping swag, so I'm a triple threat. And if I ain't been wearing set, cause I ain't heard it yet. The gang nicking on the light or they cigarette. No black in mind, I'm a grind till they know demeanor. Top of the line is what you want. Well, nice to meet you. I should be on TV, more ass than a model. I'm used to finer things. I've been popping bottles.
They say the gang don't fuck with us. Lose the clothes or hit a note. Hip-hop is dead cause they scared to let us through the door. Harriet gon' kick it down, integrate and call it even. Put the twat up on the track, bust round, call it even. Bottom line, I'm incorporated, walking into T. Hand ever held out, go to hell if you ain't into me. Fool if you don't mention me, all perfect grade A. I am the exception every time you hit a third
grade. Now we don't fuck with female rappers.
I am the exception. I am the exception, I am the exception.
We don't fuck with female rappers.
I am the exception, I am the exception, I am the exception.
Now we don't fuck with female rappers.
I am the exception, I am the exception, I am the exception.
We don't fuck with female rappers.
Hey, what's up, everybody? That was my homegirl, Dramaganza, live on the Trey Love Show. That was her cut. She was supposed to call in today, but she got meetings and everything. You know, when you big time like Dramaganza, you know what I'm saying? You know, you too big for the little small people.
You know, sometimes.
She'll catch us on the back end, but yeah, you know, that's my homegirl. Let's get back on this subject, man. I'm getting so many great responses, man. Y'all all over Facebook, people calling in. I so appreciate my cousin Vic, my family, my bloodline. I appreciate my homegirl, like Alicia, for calling in. I appreciate my homegirl, April, for calling in. Man, I just appreciate all the love that I like to call it Trey Love. I want to let everyone know. I appreciate the Trey Love that you all are sending, because what it is, man, it's making a difference. And the fact that the lines are full, what that shows me is people want to discuss subjects, they want to discuss matters. And like I say, I'm about healing, guys. My pastor be saying I'm a preacher, and I can't say that I'm that committed to anything yet, but I will say that I know that I'm a vessel, a messenger of God, and I will use my voice and I will use the opportunities I have in order to do whatever it is in my power to help and change my race of people, to make us better, y'all. It don't matter even, and you know what? Here's the living proof, y'all. We got a black president, and what does that mean? And then we go around, and a couple of weeks ago, y'all, the Republicans wiped the Democrats out in the voting. So what that says to me is, I'm going to say this to my black people as an entirety. Y'all, just because Barack is in office does not mean the fight is over, does not mean the struggle is over. I want to say to all my African-American people, my soldiers, my black folks, I don't care if you're Crippin', Bloodin', gangbanging, I don't care if you're church-affiliated, I don't care if you're Muslim, I don't care if you're Buddhist, I don't care what you are. If you're African-American and you black and you living in the United States of America, this is Trey Love sending out a call to you. Let's band back up the way we should, the way we did when we needed to vote in order to get things done, the way we did to get Barack in office. Y'all, the fight is not over. It's just like when I first finished college. Just because I finished college, that wasn't the end. That actually was only the beginning, guys. We got Barack Obama in office, and that is only the beginning. We still in the struggle, black people. So say two, open up the lines right now, and let's see who's on the line who want to help us deal with this issue, RIP, Black America.
All right, Joe, the next caller I see is 310-663. You're live. Okay, 310-663, you're live.
Come on, 663, stop BSing. You're live, baby.
All right, Trey, we don't have any more callers on the line. I'm going to just go ahead and mute this caller. Right.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just mute them out. All right, we're going to go ahead and keep touching on the subject. Let me put a Facebook shout-out for people to call. Call in, motherfucker. No, I'm just joking. We're going to keep the others online. Call back in, y'all. Call in 718-664-6543, right?
Yep, that's right.
All right. Hey, y'all call in. What's up, people, man? I'm talking about Ron out of Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? I know I got some people in ATL and everything, you know what I'm saying, around the nation and country listening to me, man. You know, y'all need to call in and support your boy. I know y'all listening, but call in, man. Give us some feedback. My homegirl, Ateria. Ateria, where you at? Ateria actually is my attorney, y'all. I think that 663 number was her. Let me see here. Yeah, I have an attorney now, y'all. That's when you're doing big business, when you have to have lawyers. I ain't going to court neither. It's like, Trey got an attorney. What you got an attorney for? I don't need an attorney for no court cases. I need a court, an attorney for the legalities of the things I'm doing. See, a black man making better decisions. You know what I'm saying? All right, so Donnie Pooh. Don?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
What was you doing, fries and chicken or something?
You know, I got to hook it up at the same time.
That's a black woman for you. Do hair, run an ice cream truck, be on the computer. That was my doggone attorney. She going to call in. I'm going to put her out there. I'm going to put her on blast. I'm just listening right now. Well, damn it, we need feedback.
Yes, we need feedback. Tell us you've got to call in and talk.
Right. You know. People don't want to back you up, call in and talk. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and have a conversation between you and I, Don, until times get better. You know, we'll get somebody to call back in a little later on. Then let's have us some fun. Hold on a second. Somebody texting me. Don, I want you to go ahead and rap a little bit while I take care of some technical stuff. But go ahead and talk to the people and engage the listeners. And if say two pop up and say we got a caller, I'll let you know and we'll jump on in, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, so go ahead and adjust the people, break it down.
Okay. Can I talk about you?
Anytime you get ready.
No, I won't put no bad things out there. I do appreciate everybody calling in. Please keep calling in. Support my boy, Trey Love. He is doing his thing. It is a blessing to work with him and to have the show going, and we're going to keep it going every single Sunday. So everybody has to tune in every single Sunday and jump in on these topics because these things need to be discussed. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in the world that – everybody should be discussing, and it's just imperative that we get all our people involved. That's why it's so important. Like you said, he was talking about the Barack Obama as far as the how they just came in and just wiped us out. It's still a fight for him, and I think we need to make sure everybody is involved, everybody is voting, and it's a continuous fight. And until we all have to know that as a people, we cannot stop no matter what. He has a lot of work to do. He has a lot of work that he has to finish up from somebody else previously messing it up. So it's not going to be easy for him. So we need our people involved and just get in there and help and voice your opinion in any way we can. Keep him in the office. It's just very important. We have to do that. So on that note, just keep calling in, 718-664-6543. We would love to hear your feedback on our subject tonight on RAP Black America. Please, everyone, pick up the phone and call. Support Trey. Support these subjects that we're talking about, because the more we speak on it, more people will have knowledge about what is really going on in America. Pick up the
okay,
phone.
Okay, we got a caller in. We got a caller coming in. Don, that was beautiful. Dang, you hired. Shit, you good. Okay, we got a caller. Say, Sue just said we got a caller in. Where you at? 111. I know you restricted. So, hey, stay on the line, Say, Sue, just in case we have to hang this person up. It might be a stalker or a bill collector. So who this is calling from restricted number?
You're live. 111, you're live. Okay, well, I'm going to put
stalker.
This person back on mute.
I knew it was a stalker. I see. You think that when you guys are 111? Go ahead.
You've been having stalkers. I'm kidding.
That's true. That is true. And you see, I got scared when she said the number was restricted. I'm like, oh, Lord, who calling myself now? Okay, so we got them muted. Hey, cut them off. If they calling for restricted, tell them, and especially they ain't talking, I hope they don't know where I live.
Okay, Jay. I'm about to put this person on me right now.
Okay, cool. But, yeah, Don, what you were saying, I appreciate you, you know, showing the love, showing the support. This is actually an excellent subject, man. It's a beautiful subject matter.
people are calling in, you know, and expressing themselves, and I appreciate the feedback that we're getting, you know. And Don, I just want to say to you, you know, your support, you know, it's kind of like I was going through some things, you know, having guests and, you know, people call in. But you know what, what's funny is they and something in the lodge, you know, when you become a Mason, it's like I said, it's just like going to college. It's a word we use, like to use, called the faithful few. It's the faithful few that continue to support. It's the faithful few that are in church on every Sunday. It's the faithful few that make meetings. You know, I have an aunt that worked for AT&T, and for 32 years straight, she never called in sick, never took a day off. Could you imagine that? She broke a record. No, not broke a record. She actually set a record. They gave her an award when she retired. And see, that's the type of dedication. I'm going to be honest. And I want to say this because straight up, anybody that's dealing with me on a business level, yeah, I'm here to entertain you, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that. That's what Trey Love is. Trey Love is an entertainer. But when it comes to my business, I have a iron will control over my business. I take note of everything. And if I need you and you ain't there, it's all good. I'm not going to cuss you out. I'm not going to dog you out. But if I need you and you ain't there, trust me. Like my mama used to say, you're going to need me before I need you. And I want to say to you, Don Whitaker, Breaker Don Management, I appreciate you for calling in, having my back, and standing up like a true champion, all right?
Hey, you're more than welcome.
And hey, and thank you, baby. And we got another caller in. It's 323-470. Whoever you are, you live 323-470, and don't be breathing on the phone. Just go ahead and say something. Who this?
Oh, you got mad jokes, and I am not a stalker. I am not a stalker. My phone was on that other stuff, so I called for myself. Anyway, wow, what are we talking about? I seen your post on Facebook, and I just wanted to jump in here. What's going on?
Well, who this? You sound fine.
I hit you up on your post. I'll let you know who I am. Let's get this call out first. Let's see if we get into it or not.
Hey, to all my listeners, look, I don't know what I did or who I might have did it to or with, and I want to make sure that the opinions expressed on EOTM Radio as well as the Trey Love Show are not that of Trey Love or EOTM. So, caller, first of all, thank you for calling. And secondly, let me tell you what the issue is since you want to call in and don't even know. It's R.I.P. Black America. What's happening is the black man has been blamed for so much of the conflict that goes on in the African-American community. And what R.I.P. Black America does is it somewhat addresses the black female as part of, well, not even the same part of, the same way that we as black men are blamed for the problem. This kind of shifts the blame towards the black woman. So that's one of the issues, and this is a four-part series, so this is the first of the four-part shows. But the next issue we're dealing with is the movie For Colored Girls. I want to discuss that one as well. So however you feel about those issues, go ahead and jump in and tell me something.
Wow. First and foremost, I'm not a male basher. I don't believe in male bashing our brothers. I'm definitely not a female basher. However, I do believe as women we have dropped the ball in so many areas. Unfortunately, we are at a confused state because men have dropped the ball in taking part of, you know, being head of household. So I think when a real man comes across us, we don't know how to recognize him. So we tend to continue to do things on our own. We continue to want to be a police officer. We continue to want to be lawyers, judges, doctors, and other than literally staying home and taking care of the household. Now, there's nothing wrong with those careers, but I still believe that there are some things out there that men still should do that are not, you know, women, we have no business doing a lot. We have no business in the streets manhandling criminals, really, honestly. Come on now. We supposed to be at home really tending to the kids, making sure honey comes home, we have his bath and dinner ready. I still think we have roles as women and men. But it's nothing wrong with those careers. I'm not knocking them. Don't get me wrong. I myself, my situation, you mentioned the aunt who worked for AT&T. I personally worked for SBC. I'm sorry, let me start off with Pac Bell, SBC, now AT&T, for over 10 years. And I understand when a woman like that has worked in a company such as that, I worked there personally. That's not easy. So that is dedication. And the word is dedication. We have to learn how to be dedicated to what we love and care for, whether it's our careers, our relationships, our children. We have to be dedicated. When it comes down to our men, here we go back on me. My personal situation, I have a 9-year relationship with my son's father, not because I fought hard for us. It's because I want my child to have some sort of stabilization. I want him to have a foundation. I want his dad to put him to bed at night. I want him to see what his father can do as a man. Regardless of our arguments or disagreements, actually, we really don't have many disagreements. He does have another child with another woman, and that's probably the most of our disagreement because we're not all on one accord. I'm 34 years old. He's older. He's 47, and she's 52. I'm the younger of the bunch, and I've been holding on to our situation as they should. But I've actually been the rock to the situation, whereas I take care of her child as though he's my own. He doesn't want for nothing. I've been in the little boy's life since he was 3 years old. Birthdays, Christmases, daily, I put $5-$10 in his pocket on a weekly basis just to make sure he has a little change for him at school or after school snacks. When we go grocery shopping, I make sure he has his little, you know, I tend to him as though he's my own.
That's good.
You have to be dedicated to whatever you put in your, whatever situation you put yourself in. Now, if you sit back and allow someone to treat you less than what you are, demean you, defame your character, if you allow that to go on, that's on you. You know, that's on you.
God.
Don't get to saying you this, you that. No, you allowing it. You know, my son's father stopped his whole life for me. I am actually blind. I lost my eyesight about 5 years ago working for the phone company. And that's the only reason why I left the phone company, because I lost my eyesight. I went blind. And
wow.
He stopped his world for me. He's a musician and a heightened musician at that. He stopped his world for me to help me out until I got, you know, stable. And, you know, that's dedication. That's
it really
not just
is.
A boyfriend. That's a man. That is a friend. It's not just,
wow.
You know, a homie lover thing. No, that is a friend. So
right.
We were friends before lovers. You have to establish a friendship. You really do.
You really have to do that because I like, see me, I like to hit it first and then we figure things out from there because what's, I'm sorry.
Right. You have to really establish that friendship. See, I know by the way he's breathing at night whether or not he's sleeping well or not. I know based on the
Ooh,
way he's
man.
Breathing. I know based on the way he's breathing, either he needs a back rub or he needs a head shot, one of the two. But
a headshot. Oh God, I love you. Are you in a relationship? Hold on, let me write this stuff down. You know I'm right while you're talking because you're preaching, girl. A headshot or a back rub.
I'm just saying that's real. I mean, I just know. I mean, you have to know what you're laying with.
You can
lay next to somebody for years and like
okay.
The perfect. Look at you. You.
But no, I want to know what a headshot is, because I'm
okay. You know, to the ignorant impaired, a headshot is head, oral sex, fellatio, oral copulation, sucking dick. That better?
Keep talking, because I'm coming. Keep talking. Don't stop.
Okay. You know,
keep talking.
usually when you grab the penis and start with the head and move down in a wet, nice wet motion, corkscrew.
Oh, God.
You know,
oh, God. Caller, how can we address you, caller? Since you won't tell us your name, what name can I use to address you? Because I can just call you Headshot. Because you have my mouth watering, you have my pelvic, I'm warm.
On my page, my name is Shaquise Encourages Peace on your page.
Wait, say it one more time. Spell it.
C-H-A.
Okay, hold on. C-H-A.
K-I-S-E.
K-I. Shaquise.
S-E. Encourages Peace.
Shaquise Encourages Peace.
Yeah.
And you are handling. Go ahead, baby. I'm listening.
My pages are not graphic. I like to put out, a lot of times during the day, people are at work, and I like to put out nice, subtle words, soft words, whether it's spiritual or I might have a little sexual content. It may have a little uplifting content, but I don't really have no vulgar pages, but I'm just being a little, I'm just giving you a little earful, that's all.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I appreciate your vulgarity. I'm going to let you know right now. What you laughing for? What the hell is funny? You know, that's what I'm about.
You are
cracking
me the hell up. Yeah, you are so hilarious. I love it because you're good, sexual energy.
I believe
in the ultimate pleasure for men. And see, that's another thing. That's where dedication comes in, too. I'm fortunate. I have a man who believes in ultimate pleasure as well. But I believe in his ultimate pleasure. I believe in being spontaneous. I believe in, just like I said, 3 o'clock in the morning headshots. You know, you never know what's coming from. So, I mean, that's just me, you know. I think when you are in a relationship, whether you're befriending or in courtship, that person's interest should always be at your best hand.
Absolutely.
I mean,
hold on one second, babe. I need you to hold on one second because we got another caller calling in. Caller 512. Stay on the line, though, sweetheart. 512-772. Where you at?
Hello?
That's 512?
Yes. Yes. That's me. Hi.
Oh, that's you.
That's me.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, my bad. I thought you was 3234. Oh, so that is you. Okay. Well, yeah, keep talking about fellatio and where's my manager? Hey, this went from R.I.P. Black America to putting Trey Love to sleep.
Lord, we need to go to the R.I.P. America.
Oh, I was having way too much fun.
It's all about dedication and how you cater to the man. And I think not just on a sexual basis, but just 360, he will emit that energy back off into the world. And, you know, your home is your foundation. If you're taking care of your man at home, once he steps about his door, he will then, you know, continue to create that productive day, you know?
Right.
His day will be productive. You know, I went off into sex, but, I mean, it all ties into it, you know, and how
I totally agree. Let me address you, sweetie, because here's the thing, and I say this, and I'm gonna tell you something. It's things that drive brothers, right? Okay, when I go in for an audition, you know what I'm saying, and I get the part, or even if I don't get the part, if I get if they kind of give me a look like, hey, you know, you did pretty good, that is motivating. If I'm dealing with a woman on a day to day basis, and see, one thing I've noticed too. And I'm going to say this because this is to the sisters. I've noticed you all like for your man to, quote, unquote, be, and I'm going to say this, and I want the females to address this. You all say you want your man to be humble. Well, Jay-Z ain't humble, and he pulled a Beyonce. You understand what I'm saying? So where's this myth that you want a man to, hold on, babe, where's this myth that you want a man to be humble? Yeah, I really think that black women truly do want their man to be a king and stand up and be a king. And see, what we need, honestly, I'm going to tell you what we need from you all, ladies. We need praise. We need to be uplifted. We don't need to be told every day that Negroes ain't ish. Because think about it. The more you impress that upon us, the more you impress that upon our male children, that's what people grow up thinking. I mean, here's what I have to take the issue with.
Black men, I have to stop you though. Unfortunately, that's an awful misconception. That's a very awful misconception. I, per se, and I hang out with the same realm of women because I truly believe in birds of a feather flock together.
Mm-hmm.
I have left my man. He, like I said, is a musician. He has played for Temptations, The Miracles. He has played for Larry Blackman or Cameo. He's out there. He's played for El DeBarge. He's out there. So he has had auditions or he has had to go out there and give it his all. Baby, go for it. Go for it. Do it. You handle it, you know. And, you know, like I said, your foundation is home. If you take and uplift that man at home, he'll walk out that door and emit what's at home into the world.
I agree.
It starts at home, even with your children, It starts with my 7-year-old son. I have to raise a man right now. When he's at school, I'm going to tell you something. The first day of school, a little girl was crying. My baby went in the bathroom and got the little girl a tissue and wiped her tears. Do you know all the women teachers hit the ground? They was like, oh, he is in the making. I said, yes, he is. My son, no. And you go wipe them tears. And do you know from that day on, that little girl was putting happy faces on his hamburgers with ketchup?
Hey, little man, what's your son's name?
Timothy.
Catch a saber broad. No, I'm just joking. Hey, look, we got to go ahead and let my co-host jump in and get some words in. I'm looking here. I think we got some callers. But before we go to the callers, co-host, I want you to jump in and go ahead and tag on what the lady, what Ms. Shakisha is talking about, and give us some feedback. I need my co-host to jump in and give a little feedback while we see. I think I got one more caller coming in. So while I'm working on this, go ahead and take care of it for me, Don. Go ahead and run your mouth a little bit.
Oh, wow, you know I like to run my mouth. very funny. Okay. All right, so just to elaborate on some of that, what you were talking about, you hit a lot of good spots, and just a lot of women need to know, they do need to know who they land with, and a lot of women don't, and that's the problem. They don't know who's landing next to them. They don't have a clue, you know. And like you said, it sounds like you have a great man.
I do, and I'm grateful for him. I'm blessed. I'm grateful for him. Even if he got up and left me and decided, hey, this is not working, I know I still have a friend in him.
And
you know?
See, that's really important in relationships. And that's where a lot of people fail. They don't get that in the beginning. They don't start as that, and then if it doesn't work out, then that's when the enemy start. And if you weren't with them or anything like that, later on down the line, you can always pick up the phone and talk to them because you're still friends. You build that relationship.
May I give you a little insight on how him and I started?
Yeah, sure.
I was getting out my car, my truck, and he was hanging out in my driveway, my grandma's driveway, but he was picking up my cousin. And, you know, I was stuck by the big eyes, and he was a dark-complected big man, tall man. So I went over to him and said, you know, are you married? And he said, no. I said, well, I don't worry about girlfriends because you can always, you know, dump them. Right?
Hey, hold on one second, y'all. Whoever is on the line at 310-663, I need you to hang up because you got the lines blocked. I got some people calling in that want to comment. So, and the show is almost over, y'all. It's 5:47. We're going to lock this down at 6 o'clock. So whoever's on the line, I'm getting this from the program director. Whoever is on the line at 310-663, please hang up. Please stay online so we can listen to you. So you can hear the show. But please hang up because I need the lines free for my other callers to be able to call in. Y'all, this Blog Talk, you know, I ain't big like that where I can have 19 million lines open yet. So please go ahead and hang up so we can get to the other callers, please. Did they hang up yet? Hit me on the Facebook, say too. Let me know what's good.
And so I told him, you know, I didn't want anything. He was like, well, look, I live with my mama. I don't have a job. I said, that's okay. All I don't want to do is fuck. That's what I told him, honestly. Do you know 9 years later, we're the best of friends?
Wow.
Honestly, that's how we started off. It wasn't like, hey, how you doing? No, I just went up to him and said, I want to fuck.
Wow.
Right.
Oh, I was quite honest with you. That was not anymore because you're getting Trey enticed. Please, don't say that.
Honestly, and you know what? And that's what I've never done. Honestly, I've never done that before. I was compelled. The devil made me do it. Honestly, I've never done that before. A day in my life.
What, been friends without benefits?
No, I've never done that. Usually I believe in the romantic and the long drawn out. We got to talk 3 years before we hump. That's how I mean, honestly, I don't know what, but for whatever reason, we're 9 years deep. We haven't broke up yet, as far as I know. We haven't cheated on each other.
I ain't got 3 years to be waiting on no vagina. I'm letting you know that right now.
Oh, Lord.
I got about 3 days.
But it's that, you know, I pursued a friendship with that. I wanted to be friends. And I wanted to be more than
all jokes aside, let me jump in and make some comments on that. All jokes aside, I do want to say this to my African-American community and especially the brothers out there. I ain't selling out, fellas, but real talk, we do need to invest in being friends with these women. I'm learning myself, you know, because, I mean, hey, everybody get hot. I'm going to tell you the truth. I am not one to negate the fact that I enjoy sex. I love sex very much. I'm a healthy, heterosexual, African-American male. I'm young. I'm viral. And I don't care. And I'm going to get me some. I'm not even going to front. And personally, let me say this. This is an issue, and we're going to bring this issue up, too. I think, I'm gonna really sit down and talk to my pastor about this because we're gonna address this. I think that when the church goes out of its way to make the black man suppress his male self, that's where I personally, and you know what, I'm gonna talk to some of my gay friends and have them call in too. I think that a lot of homosexuality comes in because the black man and is taught so much of not to be able to express himself sexually to another woman. I have an issue with that. I have a real serious issue with that. And that's why I don't, let me say this. That's why I don't give a damn about letting it be known that I'm going to make love, I'm going to have sex, because you're not going to suppress the nature of me. I refuse to allow what is natural to be suppressed in me. Now, discipline, yes, we ought to have discipline. Every man, woman, person should have discipline. But as far as, like, trying to, don't be having sex. Okay, once I get to know you, we kick it, we have dinner, them candles burning. Look, I'm not getting no younger, and I'm not going to waste my years because I'm not married, sitting up, not having sex. I'm going to have sex. And I think that everybody should have sex.
Ain't
a damn thing wrong with getting no damn sex. Now, be mindful of who you're having sex with, because there's crazy people out there, but it ain't a damn thing wrong with having sex.
That's the problem with Christianity. We tend to forget about human nature. We tend to forget about wanting to have sex. You know, if done responsibly, you can't enjoy it. It can be enjoyed. Because, you know, people give me, how did you just say a full prayer on your page and then two pages and then two posts later you talk about having sex? Because it's natural. You're supposed to have sex.
That's why, you know what, my cousin's a Muslim. My cousin's a Muslim, and she said something. And see that, and I agree with you. My cousin's a Muslim, and she said something. She said to me a long time ago, Allah, when he made things, he made everything with a purpose. He made me with a penis, and he made my counterpart with a vagina. And in order for us to procreate, recreate, and make other human beings, I have to take my beautiful penis and stick it in her beautiful vagina in order to make these.
May I elaborate?
Absolutely.
Let's make sense of what she said. When you plug a lamp into the wall, the penis or the male connected to the female, right? When you stick your key in the ignition, your key penis has to turn that ignition on, right? See, everything fits. A puzzle piece has to stick into that curvature. You know it's straight. No, the penis of the puzzle piece sticks into a curve. It makes a beautiful picture. You know what I'm
saying? Okay, listen, caller. We only got 2 minutes left. I want to go ahead. I want to thank you.
Go ahead now. Don't get me started.
Shaquise, look, I want to get you committed every week. I need you. I need your energy. I want you to join us on this four-part series of R&B Black America and For Colored Girls. This is Trey Love, y'all. I want to go ahead and let my co-host give some shout-outs because I know we got some things upcoming. I'm going to give her the last 2 minutes, and from there, I'm at in the next minute. Once Don finishes, I'm going to go into my closing statement. So, Don, go ahead and give the callers 1 to 2 minutes of what's going on, what's coming up, what Yo-Yo got cracking, and then from there, we're going to go ahead and close the show out. Go ahead, Don.
Okay. All right, well, let me tell you what Big Sis is doing right now. Like I said, she's on the Legend of Hip Hop tour, going to every city with Dana Dane, Roxanne Shantae, MC Lyte, Dougie Fresh, all the favorites. She has an entertainment company, Fearless Entertainment. If you need your stuff sent in, get at me, and I will get you the information so you can send her your stuff. She's working on a new CD, and she's also looking for new female rappers. So if you got some talent out there, hit up Trey Love, and we can connect you to see what kind of talent you have. But right now, she's got big things going on, working on a reality TV show, and everything is going great. So watch out for my girl. Once again, Yo-Yo is back. She will be coming out with a new album, CD. Gotta get it. It's fire.
Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before I do sign off to the Trey Love Show, I want to give some closing statements. Say, too, I want you to go ahead and get that yo-yo ready because we're going to go ahead with the yo-yo out instead of the other song. We'll use the other song for next week. But before I go, I want to say this to all of my listeners. And one thing, the beauty of this internet show that we're doing, y'all, it's going to be in the archive. So this will be able to be listened to forever. That's the blessing of this. That's the blessing of what I love about doing these shows. A lot of people don't understand, you know, okay, Trey, well, why are you doing this and why are you doing that? Why'd you move to L.A.? Guys, I took the grabbed my scrotum a few years back. And I took a chance, and I said, you know what, I'm going to go to L.A., and I'm going to be a success. I'm going to make it. There are so many people that say things out of their mouth, and they talk about what they're going to do. Well, instead of saying what I'm going to do, I'm living it. The reason why I'm doing radio on EOTM, the reason why I used to do a show with Pac Stereo, the reason why I did a show formerly with EOTM, the reason why I did a radio show at Chicago State, the reason why I've toured the nation doing stand-up, the reason why I auditioned, the reason why you see me on your TV, hear me on your radio, see me at your movie theaters is because I know that God had a calling on my life, and even if you didn't want to accept it, you have to accept when God calls, you better listen. So I know it is my calling to be out here and to be delivering you the news, to be delivering you from whatever ills it is that I can, however I can help you, trust and believe. Lewis Trey Love Smith is here to assist. That's why when I saw R.I.P. Black America, I knew that it was my calling. You understand what I'm saying? To deliver this message to my people and discuss it and see in what way, however, we could do better. That's what I'm trying to do. So with that being said, I want to send a shout-out to Say Who Say What for working the boards, baby. As usual, you did your thing. I want to give a shout-out to the whole EOTM family and crew. Love y'all. I want to shout-out April. I want to shout-out Lickalicious. I want to shout-out my cousin Vic. Screw up that I missed. I want to shout-out Shaquise. I want to shout-out everybody that's taking the time to at least listen to me and taking the time to try to see what I'm trying to do, and what I'm trying to do is better. So y'all get ready, man. It's going to be a lot of stuff coming up. I'm dropping a CD, DVD, book cover. Y'all need to get at me. I need models. I'm finna do some shots. So if you're in the L.A. area, Facebook.com, Lewis Trey Love Smith, Trey Love Ism on Twitter, YouTube, Trey Love 773. You never could, you never will be able to play with my yo-yo. Go ahead and take me home, Say Two. Rap, y'all. Hope you enjoyed the trailer.
Jinx,
show,
man.
Baby.
We gotta find somebody that's down for us, man.
Segment,
all
baby.
These girls sipping, man. Who you think fit the category?
It's me, the brand new intelligent black woman. Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-Y-O-